Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM Woo! News Talk 97.1. Here with my co-hosts, Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, you two. Great show. This is unbelievable and scary.
It is scary.
Needed.
Want to welcome back to the studio. We have Scott Schaefer from Blade Technologies.
Right. Hey, guys.
Information technology guru. Teaching us all how to stay safe.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know about the guru part, but hey, we'll do our best.
In this room, you're the guru.
Yes. So, all right, let's talk about security, because we talked. Mm-hmm. You know, we touched on that the CryptoLocker, and something like CryptoLocker is going to be coming. It's got to get on our computer somewhere, and malware. And the difference between what's the difference between a virus and malware and a Trojan, what's the difference between some of those?
Well, with most of them, it's just basically it's the vector that it uses. A lot of times, Trojan horses, if you remember the actual classical story, right? They rolled the wooden horse in, everybody come flying out. It's exactly how it works on a computer. The wooden horse is a program that looks benign. It gets on your computer, and all at once, then all the bad guys come running out. So that's how that works.
Okay.
A worm just uses a different sort of methodology to get there. And again, it's pretty descriptive. It tries to worm around in your network till it finds a system and then infect it that way. So the end result is always, always in these cases, greed. Somebody wants to steal something. Your knowledge, your identity, your money, it's all motivated by greed. So,
okay.
Yeah, because I've always wanted to kind of know why, if you have that much time, why would you spend it?
Well, it seems like the two major methods that they're going to be able to get in. Number one is going to be your email,
right?
And then the second thing would be websites that you go and visit,
malicious websites.
So we were started to talk about the anti-malware. Where do I go? What do I believe? What do I download?
Sure.
How do I get this on my computer to help me?
Well, there's all kinds of different ones out there, as you can probably imagine. There's one that's kind of interesting. One that I like is called Kaspersky. It's out of it's out of Russia.
I've used that.
So a lot of people in the U.S. government doesn't want to use it, but a lot of people across the pond, they don't want to use things like Norton and F-Secure because they're from the States. So Kaspersky is very popular outside of the United States and a good product. Mm-hmm. Things like McAfee, these sort of things. So you ask how to find out. One thing I do, and it's really, if you're a computer user, part of your job is to be aware of security, because if you're not doing something about security, you're part of the problem. And it doesn't matter. You guys are just as important as a guy running a gigantic data center somewhere. You're just as important. You have to make sure that you're knowledgeable enough to make these good decisions on what software to buy. And with that said, do some due diligence. I like one site I like looking at is CNET.com. They're a respected site. They do a lot of ratings of software. I think they're fairly fair. They are really comprehensive, so they do a good job. You can also look at ZDNet, which is another similar type of site. They do reviews and such, and they're very trustworthy. One thing I would recommend that you try to do at this point in time, if you're an iPhone user or an Android user out there with your mobile devices, look and see if the software package you're looking for your anti-malware doesn't have some sort of bundle where it can give you anti-malware protection for your PC and for your smartphone, because that's coming.
It's good to know.
Yeah, so try that out.
Okay.
So we're going to need anti-malware for our smartphones. And how far into the future do you think that is?
Now.
Right, so we're there right now.
You have to do it. And there's, there are tests. There's been a lot of proof of concepts, let's say, that show how you can infect a smartphone. But really, if you look at it, they're little computers. Mm-hmm. And they're on a Wi-Fi network at your job, for example. And this is how a lot of these bad things like to travel is via Wi-Fi networks. Let's say you go to Joe's coffee shop down the street, open Wi-Fi, get right on it, right?
Right.
Open Wi-Fi is a bad, bad thing, really. You need to use a firewall, a VPN, and we can talk about that maybe at another time, how you can really protect yourself in those situations. But that's the thing. You have to be really cautious, and you have to, unfortunately, assume the worst, because it is a cat-and-mouse game all the time with this stuff. I use anti-malware on my phone. And another thing, I do to make sure is more and more people don't use a password or a lock code on their phone. You can type
people
four
get
digits.
Really people get really lazy with
I
that.
I know, it's crazy. And just think about it. It's like you leave it laying on the Metrolink and you get off and that phone's sitting there. What's that have inside of it? It's probably got passwords and names and phone numbers and all this invaluable data. Not only would it really be bad to lose it, but it'd be really bad for somebody else to have it. So,
okay, so with a general person that might find your phone mm-hmm. or might steal your phone, a normal password is probably good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you have somebody that's fairly sophisticated, can they get past a password on the phone?
Well, let's use an iPhone for an example. And this is for the most recent software release and everything. So it used to be when we're doing, for example, mobile phone forensics, that we could get past that little key code and get to the data behind it. But not anymore. It's all encrypted. So if I work with an attorney or law enforcement about working with an iPhone, first question I always ask is, do we have that four-digit code? Because if we don't, there's nothing we can do. And there's a limited number of times that you can try it before the phone essentially goes all Mission Impossible and blows
right.
up.
Yeah, we had one of my son's iPad or iPod Touches mm-hmm. several years ago was locked for over 40 years because it keeps locking it every time yep. you try. And I don't even know how they did that because mm-hmm. normally you can't even try again because it's locked.
Right. Right.
And the thing was locked for 40 years.
It was probably an older version of software.
Right.
You know,
it probably
that
was.
Thing changed. Yeah.
Yeah, this was probably 5 years ago or more.
Right. Right. And, you know, in that same vein, since we're talking a little bit about mobile devices and bad things that can happen, you know, malware is one and you could lose it. And, you know, I know you guys probably, since you're both iPhone users, you probably use like the Find My Phone app that right. Apple has. And those of you guys out there listening today that don't realize that you can use that with your iPhone, Android has something similar, so does Windows Phone, where you can actually remotely find on a map, because your phone's always talking to the GPS, where your phone is. You can remotely ring it to help you find it, which helps a lot.
Send a message to it.
Send a message to it, or you can actually erase it remotely. And that's really key, because then you wipe it out so that doesn't get away, especially if you're talking about a business owner, or anyone that has business information on their smartphone. It's important to be able to get rid of it, you know, destroy it.
One of the things that's even, I don't know if it's more important, but just as important with Find My iPhone, is that it's a lock now, so that if you do
right.
lose your phone,
mm-hmm.
if somebody doesn't have your password for the Find My iPhone, then they can't resell your phone.
That's right. That's right. And that's a great thing. Because for the longest time, black market iPhones were huge. And they still are to a certain extent. Because there was an incident in San Francisco recently where they were taking used iPhones and surprisingly shipping them back to China and selling them on the black market in China, which I found a little bit interesting. But one last word about the mobile devices that we need to mention is one thing I see people get in trouble is when you install an application. It will ask you, hey, I need permission for your microphone, your GPS, and all this stuff. So really, you know what rights you're giving this application.
Yes, right.
Be cautious. Don't just click OK. You know, there was a piece of malware, basically, for a phone floating around that was a flashlight. And when you installed it, it asked for, you know, control over your email, ability to make voice calls, you know, set up the GPS and send coordinates. I mean, you are giving this thing basically all the permissions possible.
Carte blanche to your phone.
Yeah, which what was happening was this app would get on your machine and start collecting the information, and it'd beam it up to the mothership. You know, what that is, what they're doing with it, who knows? But that information is loose and out there now. There was a recent study of the Apple iPhone, the Apple store, and the Google store and their apps, and they found over 1,400 bad apps. Apps that would steal your information, cause problems, and so on, that slip through all the testing that Apple and Google does. So they've rooted all those out now. But just again, you know, you guys have to be, you know, informed. And just don't click OK every time it pops up. You got to read the little dialogue.
Well, a lot of times we get in a hurry because we'll download an app. And
sure.
If you think about it, if you are one of the hackers that's out there, okay, what would be one of the easiest ways to get in people's systems
mm-hmm.
is to offer something free.
Sure.
Okay, well, our kids download stuff all the time from these websites that have free games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on Roblox, they're on mm-hmm. you know, Minecraft, and you know, all these different sites that have free games. Well, they love the free game, but why would somebody write a free game? Well, they'd write a free game so that they get a kid to click on it.
Right.
And next thing you know, they have access. Well, same thing with all these, you know, a lot of these apps.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, they may write a free app to have access to your phone.
Right. It can happen. And, you know, one thing I've found when I've seen apps out there that maybe have like 20 ratings and are all 5 stars, you know, that seems a little hinky to me, right? So I watch out for those. I try to go get apps that, you know, 100,000 people have used before. So I figure, you know, kind of stay with the crowd on this is sometimes a good idea.
All right, so when it comes to those apps, so you actually make sure you read some reviews and things mm-hmm. like that before you download the app.
Yep. Due diligence is so important, and it's all out there. You have the compendium of all human knowledge sitting there right on your desk, and it doesn't take – you can just go to Google or Bing or wherever you like to go and just type in a few words in normal language and find out what's good, what's bad. You'll be really surprised. You'll have really good Google foo after a while once you do this.
All right, we're speaking with Scott Schaefer from Blade Technologies. And, Scott, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions for you when it comes to smartphone security because – more and more people have a smartphone, and we need to know how to keep it safe.
Sure thing.
You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.